It's the homosexual agenda.
And your values is not going to save us. We're going to try to take this country back to the Lord. It's
the homosexual agenda.
And we're not going to allow minorities to run.
Tell us, Jason Reifert.
It's the homosexual agenda.
Here it is in a nutshell.
The church was not put on this planet to whine. We were placed here to win.
It's time for the homosexual agenda, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
Love it.
There it is.
Love
so,
it.
Friday night. It's Friday night at Sway.
That's
downtown.
Tonight.
Yeah, we've got Bar Bust. It's our cheapest night of drinking. Free cover, two happy hours, midnight shot special. Mm-hmm. Don't miss it. Earlier on the first
the Cirrhosis hour. Special.
What?
The Cirrhosis Special. And cheapest drinks in town.
Saturday night, we've got that big blockbuster of a show. We just interviewed Queen Anthony James Girard about It's Fresh Fish. It's our Glitter Rock's only drag talent.
We may do a video from that.
We may do a video from that.
You never
it's
know.
A fun time.
We might get inspired.
And it is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's our
it's
last
fun,
regular
for one thing.
It's really fun. And next month is the finals. The winner is going to get a headlining show at Sway, a multi-state victory tour, some promotional help. You know, it's going to be it's a something.
That's a big
fun
deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big deal. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then on, let me tell you one more Sway related thing.
Okay.
You got to go buy your tickets for Derek Barry in the House of Avalon's Britney Bitch, April 24th mm-hmm. and 5th. They
I'm afraid if you don't, you're not going to be able to get in, honey.
Yeah. That's another big party.
You don't want to miss that.
April 24th and 5th. Club Sway presents Derek Barry on Friday night. House of Avalon presents Britney Bitch Saturday night. Tickets are on sale right now at clubsway.com.
You know how get sad it'll be. If I'm up in there in Britney Bitch and I don't see your little smiling face. I'm talking to you, listener. Go buy your ticket. Go buy your ticket.
Go buy your ticket. Yes.
don't upset, HL.
And also, I just want to remind people that on Sunday afternoon, and help me with this, Tracy, the Pulaski County Democratic mm-hmm. Committee and the Stonewall Democratic Caucus of Arkansas are presenting a legislative roundup at the AEA building at
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4
that's
o'clock.
Right. And mm-hmm. that's right by the Arkansas State Capitol. If you are within the sound of my voice and you are an LGBT person or an ally, you are more than welcome to come to that meeting, especially if you're an LGBT person or an ally who happens to also be a Democrat. Stop on by that yeah, meeting.
Come
sure.
on. And, join us.
Say howdy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but before Sunday, there's Saturday, and there's a couple of big events we should tell you about on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on Saturday morning at 11 in MacArthur Park, it's the Arkansas AIDS Foundation's AIDS Walk, so please go support that organization. They've got a new executive director within the year or so, and they've got a bunch of new activity, new blood going on over there, so please support the new leadership.
And I will be at the Mac and Cheese Festival.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people how they can go eat your mac and cheese.
Well, War Memorial. I'll have to post a link on the Facebook page, but it's going to be at War Memorial around 11 o'clock. I believe it's like 11 to 2. It's for Trinity United Methodist, and it should be a fun deal. We're going to be whipping up some mac and cheese. It's going to be the bomb. I'm just saying. You need to come try our mac and cheese.
It's exciting times.
Mm-hmm. Also, Saturday night in the city of Conway, that great city where they have a non-discrimination ordinance passed by the city
Woo,
council.
No. Conway. Yeah, go Tab Townsville.
Yeah. Yes, they have Saturday night at Zaza, 10 o'clock, Lollapalooza, a benefit concert for Lucy's Place, and that's the LGBT homeless shelter. The only one I believe the state has, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So go support that if you're in Conway.
Yes, please do. Please.
Or go to Conway to support that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And unless you're going to Fresh Fish.
Yeah, and please come to that.
Or do both. It's whatever.
Or, you know, clone yourself and do both.
It seems like there's something Monday, too. I don't want to miss
there
it.
There is. And okay. So, and you started talking about it earlier, the HRC's phone drive. Okay. And you know, we wanted to check on it. Now, it is Monday. Now, I'm not sure about the time. And I believe it's going to be at the HRC Arkansas's headquarters at the train station.
That's what we were told, but you should definitely check Facebook.
Right.
Check the HRC Arkansas Facebook page on there. Check our Facebook.
Yes.
Because that might change if they think they're going to have a lot of people to somewhere a little bit larger and that has good self-service, mm-hmm. I guess. And so check that out.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Look for that.
And let me toss one more thing out there. It's well in advance. It's a week from today, Friday night. I'm on the board of directors for Ballet Arkansas, and their spring show will be at the Arkansas Repertory Theater Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And let me just tell you, not enough gay people support the ballet.
You'd think more would. I mean,
it's beautiful.
You know,
these
if
beautiful...
the stereotype holds true, you would think that there would be plenty of guys out there wanting to support the ballet.
Well,
but
not just for the men in tights, you know.
Even though that's a damn fine reason.
That is a damn fine reason. But the athleticism and the artistry, I mean, if you appreciate art, we've got a great professional dance company here in the state. And please go out and see them at the rep next weekend.
Also, next week, look for this. We're planning a trip to Eureka Springs. We want to talk about what's going on in Eureka Springs with the Fairness Ordinance up there. And we're also going to be rolling out our Visit Eureka campaign. There's been some rumblings, I think, among people that don't like the Fairness Ordinance that was passed in Eureka Springs to boycott Eureka. And so we need to make sure that our folks are scheduling their vacations there and planning on spending their money there, because we don't want those businesses or that town to suffer for standing up for us.
It's a little shiny spot of rainbow bright on our
It is rainbow bright up there.
In the northwest
and
corner
I just
of
love
Arkansas.
It. And anyway, so look for that on our social media campaigns in this coming week, and we'll have more announcements about that.
Yes. Anymore? Is that the homosexual agenda for the weekend?
Boy,
so,
that's a full agenda.
As far as through, and then to round that out is our deal on the 18th, and we've already talked about that.
Well, we could talk about it again. It's I can't believe it's next weekend.
I know.
It's, man.
And what's going on? Something's going on up in VL Cox and Tales from the South will be in Eureka this Saturday. She's taking her installment up there. They're doing a show from Eureka, and it's also, I think, maybe National Earth Day.
We need to go to Earth Day.
Something's going on in Eureka, too. That same weekend, I can't remember what it is, but, I mean, we'll be posting stuff on our...
There's an Earth Day thing here, too.
Okay, right.
That we need to go to.
But the 18th. The same day as our event, the 18th.
Is it?
Yeah.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
During the day. But we would like to remind you that we go to all of these events representing the Big Gay Radio Show. We're doing the videos now. We're doing all these things for you, the listener, and we're volunteers. Just want to point that out. Doing this as volunteers. Yeah. So do us a favor, click on it, watch it, give us some positive feedback.
It's so important. I mean, it's so important. This is so important.
Yeah, that's right.
It's big stuff.
Yeah, that kind of wraps up the homosexual agenda. We are waiting for Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. Before we play some music and get to him, hopefully, I want to bring up something that's really important that everybody needs to do. If you haven't looked into the Walter Scott shooting, you need to. You need to Google it. You need to watch the video. A police officer is on film shooting an unarmed man, black man, running away from him 8 times in the back. And... It's really graphic. I mean, you have to prepare yourself for it, but you know what? The gay community is a minority community, and so is the black community, and they need to know that we stand there with them, and that is there aren't enough words to describe how wrong.
No, it's really bad.
I actually had not watched it. Like, I had just kind of been
on the until periphery
today.
Of it.
Until this, you know, when we talked about it earlier before the show and we were preparing and I watched it then. There's no words.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, our good friend Judge Wendell Griffin has posted a blog about it. And he makes some great points. I pulled a couple that I want to share with you. He says, "We seem unable to realize the moral and ethical contradiction in blindly accepting the abuse and death of unarmed people by others who are armed and sworn to protect and defend all persons." I mean, that's a huge problem, obviously. And he says, "Our nation has nurtured a culture that allows law enforcement communities to recruit, select, train, promote, and protect people who place little value on the lives of people who are black, brown, and poor." And I mean, we've seen this now. We've seen this now in New York City. We've seen it in Cleveland. We've seen it in Ferguson. This is a terrible trend, you know, and this is the stuff, unfortunately, that we're seeing on camera. And
imagine what happens that isn't caught on camera.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely should take a look into that and find ways to support that family and that community. And I will say this, at the very least, the police department fired the cop. So, you know. There's that. And there were actual charges filed this time, which is, you know. something.
Yeah.
And you know, but that being said, just because the charges are filed doesn't mean that he's going to be convicted, even with the videotape. Right. So it's something to watch. Watch the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More. You know, and that kind of brings me up. We talk about, you know, and a lot of stuff has been going on. I'm falling over my words here. The Tales from the South program. They've done a 3-part series on In Hate. You know, they're going to be up in Eureka. VL, they're traveling to D.C. They'll be there for the 18th. We can't be there because we have our event. But it's more than just the LGBT community. And I was really moved Wednesday night because it was Reverend Wendell Griffin. And then, I'm sorry,
Carlos Cervantes.
And I would encourage people, you can listen to their podcast. You can get on, I'll post information on our Facebook page because I don't have it to give to you right now over the radio, but to listen to those stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are still hoping, hanging tight, that former Attorney General Dustin McDaniel will be with us, but we're going to go ahead and play some music for right now. And hopefully when we come back with them back on the air, we will have him.
Get it out there, Missy. Get it out.
I got it.
Spit it out.
You're listening to the Big Gay Radio Show right here on KBS 88.3.
If we met at midnight in the hanging tree, are you coming to the tree? But dead man called out for his love to flee. Strange things did happen here. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? I told you to run so we'd both be free. Strange things did happen here. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you?
Well, welcome back to the Big Gay Radio Show. You're here with Jason Weiss, Tracy Berry, and H.L. Moody, and not former...
Yeah, doesn't look like that's going to happen today. We'll forgive him, though.
We'll forgive him.
We'll get him later.
Yeah, we're going to get him.
Like he's busy.
No.
Like he has things going on.
Yeah, you know, he's just, an attorney and, stuff, whatever, business owner.
And has been putting in a lot of volunteer hours right alongside
Amen.
Us, too.
Yeah, he really has.
No, we'll find some time in the next week or so, and we'll record the interview before
there
the show,
go.
And then there won't be any problems.
We'll fix that problem.
No,
we'll
no
get
problemos.
That little wagon fixed, won't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daggum right, we will.
Yeah.
Because we do
Good
that.
Times.
We fix right. things.
What did we miss, guys? Did we miss anything that you wanted to talk about this week?
Oh, my gosh. We talked about Visit Eureka. That was my big thing. We're going to roll that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to go.
Me too.
I am too. I haven't been in forever.
It's an important town to this state right now because, this non-discrimination ordinance that they have in place and that they are
trying to keep
campaigning
in place. Yeah.
To keep in place. Yeah. If that happens, we'll become the
only city in Arkansas to have anything like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that means it's important because it can be used in a legal challenge against SB 202, if I understand things correctly.
That is correct.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, they will be the only ones that have legal standing against SB 202.
Right. So not only is it a great gay mecca, gay
Unless Little Rock
town.
Gets off their... Right. Took us and dust them.
Right. And hopefully something will happen there because we're lucky
hopefully
to have
we'll
Kathy
have some
Webb.
News. Right. Hopefully we'll have some breaking news.
And
there.
They have, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not only is it a fun town that the gay community loves to visit, but now it's very important to our, legal future here. And so I think that this Visit Eureka campaign can't come at a better time.
Front lines and civil rights in Arkansas right now.
When you're visiting, also see what you can do to get involved to make sure that they can uphold that non-discrimination.
That's right. And encourage the businesses that you visit to support that ordinance while you're there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'll do that.
I can make that happen.
Speaking of other fun... Oh, go ahead. No.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say... encouraging people to do fun things like Visit Eureka, please get on clubsway.com and buy tickets to see Derek Berry.
Speaking of fun things, it's going to be so much fun.
The world's number one Britney Spears illusionist. She really does look quite like her. She's had plastic surgery done to emulate the look.
Cosmetic
surgery.
Sorry. Necessarily plastic.
Sorry. You're right about that. And we are going to be interviewing her, and we'll have that interview for you next Friday. And then her show will be 1 week after that on Friday, April 24th, only at Club Sway.
So fun.
Don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Do not miss it.
I'll be there. I'll tell you that. And we'll see how Grant Vanderbilt styles me for this time around, Not for Derek's show, but for Britney, bitch. I'm always...
always throwed up somehow.
That party is Grant's baby.
Some kind of way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Hunter sort of does a Madonna-rama.
Okay.
Grant's Britney, bitch. Mark does Disco 3000.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
And then there's that whole... mini corn dog.
Mini corn
dog. Cottage please thing cottage that goes please. On in between. Those girls. Oh, they're so funny.
They'll be playing around there tonight for Bar Bust at Sway as well. So their antics are always entertaining.
Uh-huh. Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. What else you got? Anything? We're going to play them out?
Yeah.
We can do that. I guess you're going to make us get in front of the camera again too for the spill the tea.
Yeah, don't miss spill the tea later.
Don't miss
we're going to shoot that a little later this afternoon and get it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find us.
I said get it up.
You said get it up.
Why is it that this show
tofu
just goes
up in this place?
Straight to the toilet at the end of the second hour.
I don't know.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, and the Twitter.
The Twitter, Big Gay Radio. Big Gay Radio.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, yeah. We'll be back next Friday with more from the Big Gay Radio Show. Thanks for listening to us here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. My eyes are on the road, and my mind is on your body. My hand is on a stick shift, and your hand is on my hand. Push me on into the other right.
stick shift, push it to the upper right. We've been waiting up with action line. Okay.
Watts of community radio in Central Arkansas. This is KABF 88.3 Little Rock, the voice of the people.